Praise the Lord. Good morning to you and welcome to another beautiful week. Today is Monday, the 11th of August, 2025, and we are on day 22 of our 50 days of blessings. We're looking forward to an amazing time at the Night of Blessings on Friday, September 12th, 2025 at the Tafar Balewa Square. Thank you very much for participating in the program thus far. And I hope that by now you have confirmed your attendance, you've reserved a seat so that we can expect you and make all the arrangements for you. Now this morning, I want us to read Romans chapter 8 from verse 31. Romans chapter 8 from verse 31. And it says, what shall we then say to these things? What things? The things he had been talking about beforehand. Glory to God. Let's just back up a little bit to verse 28. It says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. So there was a context to the statement he made. So he's responding, what shall we then say to these things, all these things that God has done for us? And here is the big one. If God be for us, who can be against us? This is actually a question that needs no answer. It's a rhetorical question. If God be for us, who can be against us? God is for us. Praise God. Yes, God is for us. That's actually the message. And God is for us is different from saying God is with us. He's with us means he's present with us. But he is for us means he's on our side. He's actually working together with us or working on our behalf. Do you know that God is for you? God is working on your behalf. God is on your side. And if that is true, who can be against you? No one. Nobody can be against you. Nothing can stand against you successfully. And that's why it says all things work together for good to them that love God and to them that are the called according to his purpose. I want us to look at some stories in the scripture that talk about God being for his people. In Exodus chapter 14, I want to read from verse 22. And this is talking about when the children of Israel came out of Egypt and they were crossing the Red Sea and the Egyptians went in after them. Look at what happened. Exodus 14 from verse 22. It says, and the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. And the Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots and his horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning watch, the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud and troubled the host of the Egyptians and took off their chariot wheels that they drave them heavily. So that the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians. Glory, glory, glory be to God. God is fighting for them against us. That's what they said, because God did certain things that made it difficult for them to continue. He fought for his people. And the Bible says, if God is for you, if God is fighting for you, if God is on your side, who can be against you? Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let's see another example in Joshua chapter 10 from verse 10. And this is Joshua's fight against the Amorites. Joshua chapter 10 and verse 10. And the Lord discomfited them before Israel and slew them with a great slaughter at Gibeon and chased them along the way that goeth up to Beth Horon and smote them to Azekah and unto Makeda. And it came to pass, as they fled from before Israel and were in the going down to Beth Horon, that the Lord cast down great stones from heaven upon them unto Azekah, and they died. They were more which died with hailstones than they whom the children of Israel slew with the sword. What happened there again? There was a battle, there was a contest, and God took the side of his people, fought for them, and they prevailed. Now today the Lord is not fighting for us per se, because he's actually done all the work, but he stands on our side and makes things happen for us. Again, I want you to look at Romans chapter 8, verse 28. If God is for you, all things work together for your good. No circumstance or situation can stand against you successfully. You find yourself always on top in every situation. You see, because God loves you, you are called according to his purpose, and he's making things happen for you. Praise the Lord. So God is for you. In Romans chapter 8, let's go back there very quickly. Verse 31. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Look at verse 32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Oh, praise the Lord. God gave you his best. He gave his son for you. And after doing that, what is the thing he will withhold from you? Along with his son, Jesus Christ, he has given us all things. All things. So my brother, my sister, don't be cast down this morning. God is for you. And because he's for you, he sent his son Jesus to die for you. And if you could give up Jesus for your sake, there is nothing he's going to withhold from you. He stands with you on your side and causes all things to work together for your good. So cheer up today. Cheer up this beautiful Monday morning, 11th of August, because you are going to have a great day. You're going to have a day with a consciousness that God is for you. You have the advantage. You have the upper hand because God is standing with you. He's on your side, and he will cause all things to work together for good for you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, Friday, September 12th, 2025 is a night of blessings. There's a blessing for you. There's a blessing waiting to locate you at the Tafa Balewa Square, Lagos, from 6 p.m. till dawn. Start planning now. Reserve your seat. Let me know that you're going to be there. Confirm your attendance. Reserve your seat. Let's know how many people you're coming with. Where are you coming from? In Lagos, we're planning our bus transportation and putting things in place to transport you from wherever you are to the venue and take you back. So let us know right now you're going to be coming. Where are you coming from so that we can plan? In the next few minutes, Pastor George will come up and talk to you and give you more information about how to reserve your seat, about car parking, about security. And if you've not been born again, today is a special day for you to give your life to Christ. That's how you enter into the company of those that God is on their side. I want to know that God is on your side. I want to hear from you that you gave your life to Christ today. So stay tuned for the remaining part of the program. And remember, start planning to be at the night of blessings. God has a special blessing for you. Have a great day today. God bless you.
Glory to God. Thank you so much, Pastor Ma'am, for blessing us once again today. It's such a comfortable and good feeling, living every day knowing that God is for us. Thank you, Ma'am. Now, to you, our listeners, I'm sure you received those words of inspiration from our dear Pastor Adeola Phillips. Just think about it. The Creator of heaven and earth is on your side, making all things work together for your good. He is working on your behalf. Now, since he's on your side and no one can successfully stand against you, it means you win always and in all things. What a life. What a life. Glory to God. Thank you so much. And God bless you. And if you are not yet born again, please pray this prayer of salvation after me, but mean it from the bottom of your heart. Say, O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I'm born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God. Hallelujah. Congratulations, you are now a child of God. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for these ones who just prayed the prayer of salvation. Let the name of Jesus be named upon them. Thank you, Father, for these ones shall fulfill your plans and purposes for their lives, and they shall be made ready for the rapture of the church. To you be all the praise, in Jesus' name. Amen. So, congratulations once again, but we'd like to hear from you. We'd like to know that you just gave your heart to Christ. So, please reach us because we have some resources to send to you to begin to grow as a Christian and begin to enjoy these life of blessings that the Lord has made ready for you. And if you've been blessed by these 50 days of blessings by Pastor Adeola Phillips, or you have testimonies, or you have prayer requests or questions, please reach us on our number. You can call us or send us an SMS on 0907-641-5312. Again, the number is 0907-641-5312. When you reach us on that number, please let us know what your request is, and we'll be glad to provide you with appropriate responses. Thank you, and God bless you. Now, remember to keep in date with us at the Night of Blessings with Pastor Adeola Phillips, coming up on Friday, September 12th, 2025, starting from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafawa Balewa Square. Now, this is a night you will never forget. It's a night of the Word of God. It's a night of praise, a night of worship, a night of healing, a night of the miraculous. It's a night of salvation. And I'm sure you don't want to miss this. So begin to make arrangements to attend a Night of Blessings with Pastor Adeola Phillips, coming up on Friday, September 12th, 2025, starting from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafawa Balewa Square. Now, for your free seat reservations or all other questions or inquiries you may have about the program, please go online to anightofblessings.org, anightofblessings.org. And if you live in Lagos, please reach us on our number, because we have free bus shuttle arrangements to bring you from where you are to the venue of the program. The number to reach us on is 0907-641-5312. That's 0907-641-5312. Again, remember, a Night of Blessings with Pastor Adeola Phillips, coming up on Friday, September 12th, 2025, starting from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafawa Balewa Square. Please go online to anightofblessings.org for all inquiries and information concerning the program. And you can reach us on 0907-641-5312 for every other question you may have, or for information concerning the free bus shuttle arrangement. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we look forward to you joining us again every day of this week at 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. for another glorious broadcast. Thank you, and God bless you.
Christ Embassy gbe kale ale ibukun pelu Oniwasu Adeola Phillips ojo jimo ojo kejila osu kesan odun 2025 lati ago mefa irole ni Tafawa Balewa Square Eku Wambi asale rapada ati yipada oko fe wa fun onikaluku lati marina titi de epe e paradi fun agba iyanu ti ko ti isele ri fun aye e lo si anightofblessings.org tabi ke pe wa sori number yi 0207-7-16-3-1-2 fun bossi e ranti lati fi aye sile fun bossi lori number yi lekan si 0907-641-5312. Ipade di ojo na.
Christ Embassy presents A Night of Blessings with Pastor Adeola Phillips on Friday, the 12th of September 2025.
From 6 p.m. at the Tafawa Balewa Square, TBS, Lagos Island.
It will be a time of total restoration and transformation.
Free bus shuttle will be available on the island from Marina to Epe.
Get ready to experience an outpouring of blessings like never before.
For seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 0907-641-5312 for inquiries and bus shuttles.
Remember, for seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 0907-641-5312 for inquiries and bus shuttle. See you there.
Say